Do sit down, please. Yesterday was a bad day. It was the last day of summer, and Peterborough United lost their unbeaten run this season in an abject display that I had the misfortune to see. However, things will get better. The weather, even though today is the first day of autumn, as far as meteorologists are concerned, it's going to get back up to the middle 20s by the middle of the week. Sorry? No, not by when the weathermen say that it's been that summer, it's June, July and August, you see, so that's all right. No, I thought, and of course this week gets remarkably better for all children, and perhaps all parents and grandchildren too, grandparents too, because the new term begins, and they all go back to school, and, well, Aletta and Essa and one or two others are sitting there looking, yes, really quite miserable about it. You're happy, right. I thought I'd get everybody into the mood for the change of seasons and the new term by asking some questions. I'm glad there's some children here. Most of the early questions are for adults and then there's some for children. Now, have you heard of OK? Have you heard of OK? Put your hand up if you have. Yeah, Charlie? Yeah, right. Have you heard of New? Have you heard of New? No, right. Have you heard of Star? Well, you can get them, actually, £2.49 for three. Okay. Star and New. I tried to make it very clear to the news agents this was only a one-off order. They're celebrity magazines. OK set its first for celebrity news. It's £2. Star is £1.20 and New is £1.20, but it's a special deal of £2.49 for three. Now, you're not going to do very well on the next part, then, I don't think, anyway. Have you heard of Michelle Heaton? Yes, yes, yes. All right, good, that's one. Jennifer Austin? Ooh. Melanie Sykes? I haven't heard of any of these. She's fabulous at 43, the magazine said. You're doing better than I thought. Anthony Costa. Good, good. He's a quarter of Blue, who are a pop band. Sarah Harding. Yes, God. Yeah. Kate Burley. Oh, my education has been sadly missing. Harry Durbridge. Kate Moss, yes, I'd heard of her. And Victoria Beckham, yes. Well done. Now, have you ever met and talked to... Get this thing working. Technology beyond... have you ever met and talked to anyone famous? I know there's one... Right, there's one person here... This is soon to come on. It takes 20... No, that's right. There's one person here I know who many years ago met several times somebody really quite important, didn't you, Morris? You met several times?
Yes, our gracious queen at that time.
Which one?
Mary.
Queen Mary. She came into your shop to buy?
That's right. Well, various things, and at the time she bought some balls for two balls for her grandchildren, which did not break windows.
Very important. So her grandchildren, of course, were Prince Charles and Princess Anne. So there you are. Okay, so Queen... Queen Princess Margaret. I ain't got my script on me. Sorry about that, yeah. Okay, now, a gentleman here said he'd met somebody famous.
Princess Anne and Lady Mountbatten.
Right, Princess Anne and Lady Mountbatten. I think the most famous person I ever met, when he was famous, was Sunil Gavaskar. When he was 30 years ago, when he was one of the best batsmen in the world, playing for India... and I met him in the West Indies, and yes. Right, now, have you ever met anybody famous Who's the most famous person, the most well-known person you've met? Can you think of anyone? Apart from Charlie, that is, yes, a vicar. Yes. All right, well, Linda, you have?
I've met Gary Sobers.
Right, where did you meet
him? In the Bahamas.
Right, in the Bahamas. You played cricket with him, Edward. Oh, that's very good. Did you get him out?
No.
Oh, right. Right. Anybody else met anyone famous while they were famous? Here we go. Yeah, I think so. Did you say hello to her? Right. And?
I met Michael Flatley on the beach in Barbados.
There you are, Michael Flatley. On the beach, yes. When I was teaching, I taught Richard Fuller, our present MP at Bedford Modern, and I also taught Patrick Hall. So I'm sort of vaguely responsible for both of them. No. Hello, now who's... Roger, yeah.
I met Princess Anne when she did the official opening of the Children's Hospice down in Luton, where I was working at the time.
Good. Anybody else? Janet.
John and I met Prince Philip twice and had a conversation with him at an MG event where we raised money. And I also met Ian Botham at Northampton when he came to play there. And he signed Edward's book or cricket bat or something.
Lovely. Wendy.
I met Archbishop Carey at Greenbelt, and I've got a photograph of us shaking hands.
Right, there we are, yes. I took a shaking hands, actually. Barry Fry shook my hand yesterday. I'm not sure whether that's something I should tell you or no. That was before the match, yes.
I met a member of the royal family whose nickname was Foggy, thick and wet. Mark Phillips, and then the Duke of Kent when he came round to my business.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. So we're all very well connected here, which seems to be, huh? What do you mean? Is that it?
No one glamorous. Or...
Well, who have you met?
I've met anybody glamorous and famous, but when you say, you know, I was, if you take out all the royal family. Yeah. Then all we've got is a couple of cricketers and things. It's not. Is there no one else who's met anyone?
Shirley Bassey. Oh, it's much better. Yes, yes. And you?
A couple of pop stars, but I don't want to insult anybody, but I don't think you'd know who they are.
Go on.
Keris Matthews from Catatonia. Oh. In the toilets at Esquire's. And Moby, when I went backstage, I got a backstage pass in Marseille.
Right.
Because we were the only English-speaking people there, so we got backstage passes.
Right, very good. Anybody? Who?
Elkie Brooks in a pub, and Mango Jerry in a pub, many years ago. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Good. Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's a few more non-royal ones. Now then.
Oh,
you what?
I bumped into the Bee Gees. I've been trying to think of somebody that I've met, and
right.
I bumped into the Bee Gees.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Now.
I'm getting out of a limo.
Right. Is there anybody really famous here today? Probably suspect there isn't anybody really famous here today. Anybody here who's very rich? If so, I'll meet you afterwards. But what I'm sure of, though, is that there are lots of very special people here today. Now, children, would you like to see a really special person? Yes? Would you come with me into the chapel, please? The rest of you, just for a few minutes, talk among yourselves. Come on.
I like to correct that. It wasn't the Bee Gees, it was the Beach Boys. It was the Beach Boys, wasn't it? Yeah. Corinne said to me, do you realise that you just brushed past us? So I said, no, who have I brushed past? She goes, that was the Beach Boys, and they were all getting out of the limousine. And that's about as famous as I can possibly think, because I don't count royal family.
Yeah, right, now then, will you please tell me who the very special person was that you saw in the chapel?
Me.
Ditto.
Me.
How did you see yourself? In a mirror, yeah, because hidden in here is a mirror. If you look in a mirror, of course, and it doesn't crack, you see yourself. Now, there is no one in the whole world quite like you or me. We might be very glad about that. They tell me that everybody is unique. That even identical twins have minute differences in their DNA or whatever. They're not quite 100% the same. So you and I and Charlie and Sam and everybody are very special people indeed. And Christians believe that we are all special to God. The Bible tells us that he calls us by name and says, you are mine. And we're told, aren't we, that we're made in God's image or likeness. And as our meditation says, no one is worthless and each one is called. Have a read of that. But of course we quite often louse it up. Do things wrong. Special though all of us are, we all come short, we all sin, as the Bible says. But God goes on loving us. He's like a loving father. Those of you who are parents and grandchildren, you don't stop loving your parents and grandchildren if they do something silly or stupid, do you? We're so special to God that he longs for us to know this, so it's sort of two-way relationship. He wants you and me, very simply, to know that we're special to him. And if we don't feel it, because sometimes life makes us feel anything but special, doesn't it, on occasions? I was talking to a couple yesterday who over the last years have had several things go wrong and they feel, you know, as if they don't matter at all. But if we don't feel it, or indeed, if we want to, the key to our response is in our next hymn, which has, well, it's Father, I place into your hands a whole range of things we can do, but it's got one lovely line that says, Father, I place into your hands the person I would be, for I know I always can trust you. And as we sing it today, as we're going to now, the invitation is very simply to do that. And if you'd like to, if you feel it's significant, to tell somebody what you've done as well. Because it can make a tremendous difference to all our lives.